This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. The leader of the Missouri Senate hopes two measures targeting the federal health care law will be among the first debated in his chamber this year. Senate President Pro Tem Rob Mayer, a Republican from Dexter, supports a measure that would ask voters to amend the state constitution to prohibit government mandates to have health insurance. Missouri voters overwhelmingly passed a similar law in 2010, but the proposed amendment would have greater strength and would put the issue back on the ballot as President Barack Obama seeks re-election. Mayer also backs a bill to prohibit creation of a state-run health insurance exchange unless specifically authorized by the legislature or voters. The federal health care law gives states until 2014 to create such exchanges, or else federal officials will do so. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it's unlikely that all the levees damaged by record flooding along the Missouri River last summer will be repaired by spring. As Rachel Lippman reports, that's changing the way the Corps manages the river.
At the peak, more water was rushing from Missouri River dams in Montana and the Dakotas than goes over Niagara Falls. Those record releases sparked widespread flooding downstream and caused millions of dollars in damage to Missouri levees. The Corps' Chief Water Management Officer, Jody Farhat, says the incomplete levee repairs means the agency will be more flexible when it comes to releasing water this year.
That's why, we showed higher than normal releases during this winter period, and why we are attempting to evacuate additional flood control storage.
Farhat says the Corps also plans to cancel two so-called pulses in March and May that are meant to benefit the pallid sturgeon and endangered fish. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Governor Jay Nixon heads to two western Missouri communities to announce a new plan for creating jobs and boosting the state's economy. The governor scheduled news conferences today at businesses in Excelsior Springs and Hopkins to outline the details. Nixon says the Missouri Works proposal was developed from a report designed as a five-year blueprint for economic development in the state. Nixon will deliver his State of the State speech January 17th to a joint session of the House and Senate. Governors traditionally use the address to outline priorities for the legislative session. The University of Missouri, Kansas City is studying the feasibility of a downtown arts campus. The school says it's hired one real estate business and two architecture firms. They'll craft a preliminary cost estimate for the project, look at potential downtown properties, and talk to the community over the next several months. When the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce released its top five ideas for the region this fall, one of them was to move the university's Conservatory of Music and Dance to a new location downtown. Other programs that might be included in the move include the Kansas City Repertory Theater and the public radio station KCUR. The university also plans an independent economic impact study. New homes and businesses are sprouting throughout Joplin, replacing the thousands destroyed in the deadly May 22nd tornado. But one thing that's missing will take decades to restore: the trees. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the tornado killed an estimated 98% of the trees in the storm's main path, stretching about a half mile wide and 4 miles long. Steps are being taken to restore the trees. A group called A Tree Grows in Joplin has given away dogwoods, and the state has also pledged funding and tax credits for new trees. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.